This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama Republicans are figuring out what's next now that former House Speaker Mike Hubbard was found guilty on 12 felony ethics charges last week. The jury determined Hubbard used his office for personal financial gain. He was considered one of Alabama's most powerful politicians. And for more on what that means for the state, WBHM's Rachel Lindley spoke with Natalie Davis. She's a political science professor at Birmingham Southern College. Davis says while Hubbard's political career is over, his impact on the Alabama Republican Party will last for years to come.
Mike Hubbard is responsible for these large majorities, supermajorities, in both the House and Senate in the Alabama legislature. No one can take away what a masterful job he did in terms of putting Republicans really in the driver's seat for probably a long time. But jurors were not persuaded on the question of his role as Speaker and the kind of personal financial gain he was able to amass as a result of that role. And so they connected the dots. Irony of this, of course, is that the Republicans swept in 2010. Their very first act was to improve and reform ethics laws of the state.
After Mike Hubbard's sentencing on July 8th, Hubbard's attorney, David McKnight, says that he'll appeal. How likely would it be that Hubbard would get some of these charges reduced on appeal?
Appeals are based on procedure. Was there something wrong in the way in which this trial rolled out? And that's what they're going to be looking for. The evidence is there. I don't believe you can appeal on the basis of the argument that this was circumstantial. To the extent that the evidence was let in, the challenge would be whether that evidence was in fact improperly let in. And my guess is they're not going to prevail. We've got problems now with the possibility of impeachment of a third governor. We have a Supreme Court, Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court, who's got problems, and he'll be tried by the Court of the Judiciary. And we've got this. And, you know, we don't even lead the nation, by the way. We're not number one. But to the extent that citizens are inured, they're used to this stuff. And it just compounds over time.
I want to ask, you mentioned the scandals around Governor Robert Bentley. He's under fire and faces possible impeachment stemming from accusations of an affair he had with a former top advisor. And Chief Justice Roy Moore, with his own problems after ordering probate judges to not issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Does Hubbard's conviction change how people are now looking at Bentley and Roy Moore?
This question of spillover is one I've given a little thought to. I'm not so certain, because you've got a different cast of characters making judgments. It's not a public referendum. The larger question to me is, when you add it up, how do you govern? The public trust variable has been gone for a long time. It just seems to be getting worse and worse and worse. We've got problems with ethics. So to the extent that those are on the front burner, how do you get to deal with education and prisons and roads and economic development? It's really hard. I don't see a way out until the public begins to think that government can operate in their interests and not so much in the interests of these individuals.
Many people doubted that Hubbard's case would even go to trial at all. Does the fact that it did, and now that he's convicted, how is that going to change the way politicians in Alabama think, how they operate?
Every time one of these folks gets convicted, the question is, will that be a chilling factor? Will the woman or the man in the legislature or in public office say, you know what, people went to jail for what someone is asking me to do, or what I'm asking somebody to do? It doesn't seem to happen. These folks just seem to be disconnected from reality.
So what is next now for Alabama in terms of political leadership?
Well, we know that whether Governor Bentley is removed or not, there will be elections in 2 years. The 2018 elections puts everything on the table. And so I have a feeling that there will be questions about ethics raised, that we want someone to be governor, lieutenant governor, chief justice, members of the legislature, attorney general. We want folks who stand tall in their commitment to public ethics. I think that may very well be the mantra. Again, we have a cast of characters who are looking at 2018, thinking that all of these offices will be vacant and one guy won't be in the mix, and that's Mike Hubbard.
And that's Birmingham Southern College political science professor Natalie Davis speaking with WBHM's Rachel Lindley.